Hello?
Hello.
That was weird.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
Are you John?
I'm doing just great. How are you?
Welcome to the end of the world.
Yeah.
It's hot out. People are killing people. It's mass hysteria.
Yes.
Dogs and cats living together.
Yes.
Holy fuck.
Yes, it's a refreshing 99 degrees, feels like 107.
Yeah, it's about that here, too. Yeah, living in the South sucks in the summer.
Yes, it does.
And it's just getting hotter. What do you think August is going to be like?
Melty.
I mean, I really feel there's a good chance that somewhere, like a street is going to melt and a bunch of people are going to die, like, driving over it.
No, I think they're going to get, like, stuck in the asphalt. Like, trying to cross the street.
Like liquid asphalt?
Yes.
Like, all of a sudden, it's just like, it's like quicksand, but asphalt? Wouldn't that be a terrible way to die?
Yes.
Holy fuck. Yeah, so shit's going on all over the place.
Yeah.
We got people shooting other people for no good reason.
Right.
We got cops shooting people. We got people shooting cops.
Mm-hmm.
Right before I got on, there's a story on CNN where two bailiffs were killed in a courthouse in Michigan.
I just saw that.
I don't know whether it was two white officers or two black officers. They're not really saying right now.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
You got Giuliani saying that Black Lives Matter is racist and Joe Biden saying, well, no, it's not. So the government can't even decide what the fuck's going on. And then the other big story is the fucking Pokemon Go game.
I know. Have you started it?
No.
You haven't? Why not?
Because that's not my thing.
It's kind of... Well, I just downloaded it today. And I caught my first Pokemon right in the corner of my office. Who would have thought?
So how does it decide where the Pokemons are?
They're just randomly assigned through your GPS.
Okay.
So you might see them, like in your house or in your backyard or your neighbor's backyard.
And what prompted you to download this? I'm curious.
Because I was seeing all these news stories about them and, I thought, hey, what the heck? This looks kind of interesting. And it might be interesting to see. Obviously, there's the Pokemon franchise fueling this.
Yeah.
But I think there's more to this technology than just some kid's game.
Okay, like what?
Like adapting the technology for some other use.
Okay.
Like running around finding the dancing monkeys or something like that.
So apparently like this is causing quite the problems though, because like people will be driving down the street and stop in front of somebody's driveway.
Yep.
While they're trying to get out.
Yep.
And blocking them in so that they can go capture Pokemons.
Yep.
Like crazy shit.
Did that happen to you?
No.
Oh.
No, I saw it on the news though.
Oh. Yeah, apparently there was a girl who was following her Pokemon thing, and she like followed it down a riverbank or something.
Jesus.
And found a dead body.
Oh, nice.
You know, there are other people who've like not paid attention and they twist their ankle on the sidewalk, or Yeah. Suppose there was a story about somebody who caused a multi-car accident. Apparently that was all false. Somebody was Pokemon hunting on their skateboard and hit a crack in the sidewalk and, you know, took a spill. Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
It's awesome. And now what they're doing, this is even better. This is how you adapt to the technology.
Okay.
So there's a group of like teenagers who were using the Pokemon Go app to lure victims to these out of the way locations where they could rob them at gunpoint.
Oh, Jesus.
So, yeah, and they were robbed by two men in a black BMW. It's nice. Like, oh, so you can afford a BMW. Apparently by, robbing somebody.
So is this something you think you're going to continue?
I'm going to try it a little bit because I think it sounds like fun and stupidness and, you know. yeah.
So does the app alert you to when they're around? Or do you have to, yes. Like, so you could just be sitting there and it starts to beep or whatever?
I don't know if it does that. I mean, like I said, I just downloaded it today. Uh-huh. And since I'm inside, my GPS isn't working.
Oh.
But when I did it this morning or this afternoon at work, it showed you create your little avatar, either a boy or a girl, and you pick hair color and shirt color and all that kind of crap. And then you go looking around for pokies. And you can use your camera so that you can actually scan like the real room, and okay. You'll see Pokemon all over the place. Or not all over the place, but if you find the Pokemon, you can snatch it in your Pokeball. And it took me a little bit to understand how you snatch it, but I eventually was able to snatch my first Pokemon. So I don't know if there are just specific locations that it will always go to, or if it has to do with where you are, like a geocaching kind of thing.
Okay.
But yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of fun. I'm assuming it's kind of fun, seeing that I haven't really played it much. But I just think that's interesting that you can, be outside your office building and kind of, scan the area, and this little animated creature may pop up, and you've got to, capture it.
So how well does it track to the camera?
Fairly well.
Does it? I mean, if it shows you it's sitting on the ground, does it, stick to the spot?
What do you mean, stick to the spot?
So, I mean, does it motion track in real time of,
Yeah, I mean, as good as a pre-app can.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, I think it was something worth checking out.
Well, here's something that says that between walking and all the fresh air, there's some pretty obvious health benefits to playing Pokemon Go.
See?
Players around the world have tweeted about how Pokemon Go has helped with their depression and anxiety issues. By encouraging players to leave their home and explore their surroundings, Pokemon Go seems to be a great distraction to help players stave off feelings of depression and anxiety.
Yes. Apparently, it's a good way to make friends, because when you pull up to that park and there's other people waving their phones around, you should say hi.
And
then go into the bushes.
There was a picture on Reddit today of a very diverse group of people all playing Pokemon Go together.
Yes.
Here's somebody on Twitter that says, Pokemon Go has cured my depression and has been what has made me willing to leave my bed for the last 2 days.
Thanks. Isn't that awesome? See?
I haven't felt this comfortable leaving the house in years. Pokemon Go is helping me with my anxiety and depression, and it's amazing.
So maybe they make a version of this program for those 300-pound people who are stuck to the couch. Where you sweep it around and it's like, oh, look, a Twinkie, and then you have to chase the Twinkie, and then eventually you tear your skin off of the couch and you go running after it.
Ow. That sounds painful.
Well, yeah. But would you rather be stuck to your couch?
So what do you... I know that you just downloaded it, but what is a Pokemon Go gym?
I have no idea. Oh, it's where a bunch of Pokemon are hanging out.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Wow. And there are designated areas for that, I guess?
Apparently.
Okay.
Apparently the Haunted Mansion at Walt Disney World is a Pokemon gym. So I've been told.
So instead of enjoying the ride, people are getting on the ride to find Pokemon.
Yeah, sure.
That just sounds weird.
The a mirror site where you can download the app had about 600,000 visits on the 5th of July.
Okay.
On the 6th of July, it jumped to over 4 million.
Good God.
Yeah.
Now apparently businesses, because they're being unwittingly like part of this,
mm-hmm.
they're now trying to lure potential customers to their locations.
I think that's genius. That is genius.
If your business is home to a Pokestop, you can seed them with lure modules in a game item that attracts Pokemon to the Pokestop. When a lure module is activated, all nearby players can see it on their map, so they can head to the lure and take advantage of the increased amount of Pokemon in the area.
Yep.
Good Christ. Wow.
You can actually buy the in-game currency called Pokecoins, where for 99 cents you can get 100, and for 100 bucks you can get 14,500. And those are what you use to buy more Pokeballs to capture the Pokemon.
Oh, you do get a certain number of balls?
Yes.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Well, then you do other things within the game to earn more.
Okay. So Nintendo is now has added a net gain of $8 billion off of this?
Sure.
That's fucked up. So if you're a business, you can purchase these lure modules that last 30 minutes, either individually or in sets of 8. By spending about $20, you can purchase enough lure modules to bring potential clients in all day.
Or people to rob.
Yeah, whatever. And I guess you can set up Pokemon gyms.
Uh-huh.
You can submit a request to Niantic Labs to remove your location from the game if too many people are being a nuisance.
Mm.
So I guess you bring them in with the Pokemons and then you get them to stay with the Pokemon t-shirts. Like if you're like a Fries or like a
Fries?
Like
what's
like
a Hot Topic.
Like a...
Okay.
It's like a electronics type store.
Oh, okay. Okay, I get it.
You know, all the Big Lots put them in to go to all the DVD section to where all like the Pokemon DVDs are.
Or heck, you put them in to go to the snack bar.
So it'll be interesting. Well, now that it's over, but like, I wonder what San Diego Comic-Con is going to be like with this.
I think it's going to be crazy. It's one more thing to do. And I wouldn't be surprised if the booth vendors are already doing their luring.
During the lure modules?
Yes.
Good Christ.
Apparently Pokemon Go has passed Tinder in downloads.
Wow. That's fucked up. Okay, so according to this, hundreds of thousands of people will descend on San Diego for Comic-Con International. If they can get a solid internet connection, many of these people will be playing Pokemon Go.
Yep.
John Henke will appear at the Reimagining Reality, bringing games into the real world with Who? Pokemon Go on Thursday.
Who?
He's from Niantic Labs.
Oh, Niantic. Okay.
Niantic. They will examine the past, present, and future of extending games beyond the screen, reimagining reality through the lens of Ingress and Pokemon Go. So they're going to have a specific panel at Comic-Con all about Pokemon Go.
That's amazing. It's been out for a week.
Which means Comic-Con will set up all this crap just so that, you know, whoever catches the most Pokemons will get a free fucking ticket for next year. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
You might even catch a rare Pokemon while meeting one of the developers of Pokemon Go.
Yes.
Ooh. Wow. I can't believe how big of a phenomenon this is.
In a week's time.
Yeah.
Is that amazing?
It's amazing the shit that hits.
It is.
Wow. Huh. And it roped you right in.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, I played it for a few minutes in my office, so...
Apparently, they added Pokemon Go as of this morning to the San Diego Comic-Con.
Well, again, it's a week old, and it's already making an impact.
There's already postings on Reddit for a Pokemon Go meetup at San Diego Comic-Con.
Sure.
How many? So, do you think this ups the number of cosplayers dressed like Pokemon?
Pokemon characters?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there seem to be quite a bit of them anyway.
So somebody needs to mod an iPhone case to look like a Pokeball.
Sure.
And then,
not too hard to do.
So, like, the Pokeball would be open, your phone would sit in it, and then that way you could walk around looking like you're holding a Pokeball?
Sure.
And then do you like swipe? Is that how you do it?
Yep.
You swipe at the thing?
You've got to kind of launch the ball at the thing, and there's like I'm still not quite sure. There's like this ring that keeps growing and shrinking around the thing.
Okay.
So I thought that when it was like widest was the easiest to flick it into it, and it didn't quite do it. But then I flicked it, and it kind of went past, and it caught it. So I don't know what the rules are.
You're going to make me download this thing, aren't you?
I think you should. There's a picture of a Dairy Queen with a sign on the door that says Pokemon are for paying customers only. And then there is another store, can't quite tell what it is, but it tells you that it's a Pokestop inside. Come get your Pokeballs and previously rocked threads. Oh, it's a used clothing store. It says, gotta catch them all in style.
Gotta catch that body lice.
So, I mean, it's an amazingly stupid piece of technology
that is blowing up the world.
I don't know if it's real, but I saw a tweet allegedly from Bernie Sanders that said, hey, Nintendo, put a bunch of Pokemon around polling places this fall.
See, if it was still a big thing, that might be fucking something right there.
It could be incredible. Or what if you have, you know, if since everything's for sale in this world, what's to say that, like, the Red Cross or the Blood Bank doesn't commission a rare Pokemon that only shows up at the big red bus when you're given a donation?
Yeah, I mean, if they could harness it into that,
yep,
I think that would be great.
What was that dollar amount you said about share of?
I thought that said 7 billion. I could be wrong, though. I thought it was a big number, though.
It was 17.1 billion at the end of the day last Wednesday.
Yeah.
And what's it say? The title says it added 11 billion to the value, but it doesn't really give a lot of details.
Oh, then it's gone up.
So 11 billion on top of the, yeah, that's amazing. And this really is nothing more than elaborate geocaching. I mean, did you ever do that?
Yeah.
You know, where you go to a location and you've got a GPS coordinate, and the GPS coordinate is usually good within, what, 25 feet?
Yeah, and then you have to look for whatever.
You look for a thing, a container or something, and then usually there's like a bunch of crap in it. You know, like gumball toys and shit like that. And you're supposed to take one and leave something.
Yeah.
Or some of them just have like a piece of paper and a pencil, and you're supposed to put down like your name and where you're from or whatever.
When we lived in Arkansas, there was one in a park like that was like right next to our house.
Yeah.
And people would constantly be looking in the bush for
it. In front of the house?
Well, no, this was down. This was like two houses down.
Ah.
There was a big field that like cars would just randomly stop, and then you'd see people looking through the bushes.
Oh, see, I would deliberately go. I would find it and like put weird shit in there.
Well, we used to move it.
Oh, okay.
So people would be like, I don't know where it is. Well, you're looking in the wrong tree. So I downloaded it, and it says our servers are experiencing issues. Please come back later.
Well, amazing, isn't it? That we broke the servers and we're not even live.
I know. How fucked up is that?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, I'll try it. What the hell?
Oh, the robberies are in St. Louis, so be careful.
What robberies? That for the like
for the Pokemon lures, yeah.
Oh. Can't trust anybody in St. Louis.
In a Facebook post, the Australian Police Fire and Emergency Services ask players not to go hunting inside the station, saying they just merely need to be close to the building to collect their goodies. I have noticed that when you start up the game, there's a warning screen saying to always be aware of your surroundings.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it's probably not as bad as, like, the idiots who take selfies on cliffs and then fall over and die.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is kind of amazing.
Hi there, I'm Professor Willow. Did you know that this world is inhabited by creatures known as Pokemons? Pokemon can be found in every corner of the Earth. Some run across the plains, others fly through the skies. Some live in the mountains, or in the forest, or near water. I've spent my whole life studying them and their regional distribution. Will you help me with my research?
Yes!
That's great. I was just looking for someone like you to help. You'll need to find and collect Pokemon from everywhere. Now choose your style for your adventure. Well, I want to be a boy. Oh, God, it really like...
Yeah, you can pick eye color and hat and all kinds of crap.
Jesus.
No, there is no Jesus hair. That'd be kind of fun, though, wouldn't it?
I'll see. What if I don't want a hat?
You have to have a hat.
That blows.
It's part of the outfit. It's part of the look.
It's part of the look?
Part of the look.
What's with the weird, like, half pants?
Yeah, I don't know. They're, like, tucked into the socks?
Yeah, what the hell? All right, fine. Just pick it. Are you all set? Yes. Come on. Would you like to access your camera? Sure. There's a Pokemon nearby.
See?
Ooh. Here are some Pokeballs. These will help you catch one. Oh, I gotta go outside. No, I can't do that now.
Gotta go outside. No, I'll burn up.
Yeah. Use your camera to find Pokemon in the real world. All right, fucking turn the camera on. All right, I'm assuming that it's not in my room that I'm sitting in.
It's right on top of your head.
Oh, wait a minute.
Did you find it?
Yeah, it's in front of me.
Oh, see?
I don't understand.
So you gotta flick your Pokeball at it.
Oh, okay, I get. Okay, so what I think just happened, John, is you hold the ball.
Uh-huh.
And when the green circle gets to its smallest,
yeah,
that's when you flick the ball.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what I guess I got a Bulbasaur.
Ooh.
Whatever the fuck that means.
It's exciting.
I guess. I caught my first Pokemon.
Yay.
He says I'm such a talented Pokemon trainer. What should I call you? What could a good nickname be?
Chaos.
Yeah. Havoc.
Oh. Yeah, that too.
I bet you there's already a Havoc. Let's do that. Sure, okay. So I guess there's no other ones around me? If there's none on the map?
Now you have to go looking for them.
Oh, wait, I need to pick a new nickname.
Somebody's already Havoc?
Yeah.
Oh.
Motherfuckers.
Put that in. Because it would be great if, like, you know, there's a proximity thing where it'll tell you that motherfuckers are nearby.
Yes, wouldn't that be great? That name isn't available either.
Of course not.
Let's just try that. Oh, cool. What a cool nickname. Nice to meet you.
What's your nickname?
My last name.
Oh.
You will need more Pokeballs and other useful items during your exploration. You can find items at Pokestops. They are found in interesting places like sculptures and monuments.
Or the local Wawa.
It's time to go. Move in the real world to move your avatar. Oh, there's one. Wait. I caught another one.
Wow.
It is kind of dumb, though.
Isn't it? But it's genius.
How do I know how many Pokeballs I have?
I believe you get 3 to start with.
Oh. Well, that blows.
Well, then you have to earn more.
It's weird because, like, he's just kind of walking around. But if I see one, I can, like, go towards it. So I just entered a Pokemon gym, but it's nowhere near me. That's weird.
Okay.
I can't go. I haven't reached level 5 yet. Whatever the fuck that means. All right, this is weird. All right, I'll try it and see.
There you go.
All right. We'll report back next week on where we are.
We'll give you our pokey tips.
I'll give you a tip of a pokey.
I don't want your pokey.
We should be on the team together.
No.
Oh, fuck you.
I want people to take this seriously.
I'd take it seriously.
Yeah.
If I was on the team.
Mm-hmm.
There's only those bird things around me. What the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
That's weird. See, I kind of thought that this was going to be different. I thought it was going to be like a virtual reality all the time, and you're just kind of walking around,
mm-hmm.
and you're looking at stuff. But it's not. It's like an animated map of my area. and this dude is just walking around in circles.
You can't see your room through the camera?
Only when I find a Pokemon to fight.
Oh, okay. Did not know that.
Somehow I just leveled up and I didn't do anything.
Wow.
And I got 10 Pokeballs.
Well, there you go. See?
That's so weird. It's like, it's very glitchy.
Uh-huh.
All right, well. Let's see if you're a Pokemon master the next time we come back.
Okay. Hey, your mom finally liked your Star Wars video. Took her long enough.
So I had an interesting experience this week.
You did?
Speaking of that, yeah. So my company makes software.
It does?
For other companies.
Yes.
And we're trying to get... We're trying to sign a very large client that makes a lot of different products. So they're meeting with them tomorrow for a sales pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted a video. And they said, just come up with something fun. Here's a bunch of the topics that they're concerned about. See what you can do with it. So my team was assigned the project.
Yeah.
And it was a bunch of people. There's four people in the video, and it's them. It's a pun on whatever product they're using.
Okay.
And I somehow got talked into being on camera.
Again, well, I don't think it takes much to talk you about to being on camera, because you've done it so many times now.
Okay, well, but acting-wise, I've only ever done it one other time.
Okay.
I mean, all the stuff that you and I have done together for the podcast has been us just talking to our friends or us roaming around cons and shit like that.
Right.
So it's not really having to memorize lines or have to give a performance other than whatever stupid stuff we do here.
Mm-hmm.
So this was, here's your line. You have to deliver it. You have to look at the camera. You have to, you know, you have to act. And the reason they picked me was because they had seen the Star Wars video.
Are you serious?
And they said, yeah, my friend Scott was like, I've seen the video. I know you can act. Just fucking sit there and do it. Fine. Now we did it. We show the department because everybody wanted to see it.
Right.
Everybody goes, oh, the best one in there was Chris. I was like, what the fuck? I'm not even an actor. What are you guys saying? Because one of the guys in the department acts and plays all the time.
Right.
And he was like, they were like, yeah, you're way better than him. I'm like, I can't fucking say that. But it's kind of given me the confidence to, like,
do some more acting?
Well, for our stuff.
Oh.
I mean, I don't want to go, like, work commercials or anything.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel good enough now to where it's one less actor I have to go get.
Sure.
But it was very weird. It was very, like, I don't like being in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And the new ride was probably the hardest thing I've ever edited because I had to look at myself.
Right.
But it was very weird. People are like, oh, you're such a natural. I was like, I just speak in the lines.
Right.
And it was cheesy. It wasn't like it was a dramatic reading. They're like, well, cheese it up a little. Okay. And let's just say it was a bag that you can zip up.
A colostomy bag?
No.
It's a bag that you can zip up. You mean a Ziploc bag?
Possibly.
Is that the company?
Yes, it could be.
Oh,
for that
so
company.
You're trying to give me a hint?
Yes.
Okay, because I tuned you out. I was just
oh
here.
My
blah,
God.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I know. Fucking typical, man.
Well, good for you.
So they also sent it to the head of the company, the CEO. And he absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
So now I have this irrational fear. So at the end of the shot, I take a bite of a carrot.
Okay.
There are baby carrots that might be in this bag. And I take one out and I say my line and then I bite the carrot. So now I have this fear that the next time he sees me, all he's going to know is I'm the carrot guy.
Well, what does it matter what he thinks of you?
Well, it doesn't, but I don't want to be forever associated as the carrot guy.
I wouldn't worry about being the carrot guy.
Why?
Because I think there are much more embarrassing things you've done that you could be named by. So I just wouldn't worry about it.
Like what? Name one.
Yeah, no.
Come on.
Not a mixed company.
I'm giving you permission. Say one.
God, there's so many to pick from.
Yeah, right.
It's that thing with the horse.
See, you can't name one.
I'm sure if we looked, we could find something. Just saying.
Okay. Well, all I'm saying is now I have a little bit more confidence.
Well, good for you.
I'm not going to go out and fucking start. Ooh, you all right?
Yep. Sorry.
You need a ambulance? I'm not saying. Okay.
Sorry.
I'm not saying I'm going to go out and start acting in commercials or anything. I'm right. Just, you know.
You might be in the Christmas pageant.
Well. All right. I guess I've been in front of the camera one other time for them then.
Okay.
Because I was in a Christmas video once.
Yes.
I forgot about that. Because it wasn't a big thing.
No?
No.
It was to somebody.
Just my parents.
Well, there you go.
Oh, whatever. Did you see the all the shots of the Star Wars Legos?
No.
And like here, let me send you this. Their vehicle specifications for Star Wars vehicles done in Lego, which look pretty cool.
Okay.
Here. I send you that.
Okay.
I think they look pretty cool.
Oh, that's it?
Oh, whatever. look through the 7 pictures. I'm not a big Lego guy, but, you know, that some of those would be cool.
Sure, they are cool.
The snow speeder?
Mm-hmm.
The AT-AT? A Lego AT-AT would be kind of cool. We're getting a new Star Wars trailer this week.
Yes, we are.
On Friday. Let me guess, you've already seen it, right?
No, I haven't. I haven't, but 3PO's wife was in town this past week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Didn't realize she had a baby, or several.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. She's mellowed quite a bit.
Has she?
Yes. Quite a bit.
Rubbing arms is royalty.
People's I guess. Wives. I guess. Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what they show this time.
Yeah, I wonder how far along they are to give any more details, or if it's going to be a little more character-centric.
Well, I mean,
lots of close-ups.
Well, probably. It's probably going to be more of what the story is about. A better hint at where they've got to go and what they've got to do.
Right.
I mean, if you've read the opening crawl of Star Wars,
you pretty much know everything about this.
Yeah, it's just going to be more of who are the people involved that actually steal the plans.
Right.
You know, do they necessarily have to be on the Death Star in order to steal the plans?
No.
How
do they intercept them?
Is that what that planet where they're running around with the new AT-ATs are?
Yes.
You know, maybe that's where they're stealing them from.
We don't know, but we'll find out.
I mean, in this day and age, it would be really easy to redo a hallway from the Death Star, but...
Oh, incredibly easy.
I don't...
And incredibly easy to look at some of your future projects and go, oh, if we do this, we can use this here and here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's something that a lot of people don't understand, is that with all the Star Wars films coming out, you build an actual Millennium Falcon because it's going to be in a bunch of movies.
Right.
So that you don't have to rebuild it for every film.
Exactly.
Or you make one that comes apart in pieces. Gotta watch out for those doors, though. They'll break your legs. And your back.
Only if you're 80.
Well. Yeah, but J.J. Abrams broke his back that day, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Trying to get it off of him.
Yeah.
Come here, old man. Ow.
Crap. Yeah.
Yeah, so. Do you see they announced this past week that John Barrowman is going to be a regular on every
show?
CW
yes.
show?
Yes. That's amazing.
I mean, good for him, but
I think it's time to blur the lines, and you've just got one four-hour
show.
Yeah.
Every week.
Or it just runs, you know, an hour Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and they just keep crossing back and forth till you don't know what the hell you're watching.
Well, and apparently this is the same deal that they gave to Wentworth Miller.
Really?
Yeah. This was on the heels of his deal, which basically said he was going to be on every show as well.
Right.
Which will be interesting to see how they get them on Supergirl.
Well, I mean, they got Flash on there pretty easily, so.
Well, that's because he can run through dimensions.
Well, yeah.
I don't think Ra's al Ghul has the power to go through dimensions.
But what if he... See, we don't know what's going to happen in the new universes starting in the fall.
No, and it would be real easy for the CW to put out a directive that says Barry changes the past. When he fixes it, all of a sudden Supergirl is in their universe.
Right.
Like, that's the one thing that's off. I mean, it could definitely happen.
Sure. Can't wait.
Are you actually excited about the season this year?
I'm excited about any season.
Okay.
You know, just because there's nothing on right now.
Yeah, but I mean, you seem a little more gung-ho about this year.
No, not really.
No?
I'm faking it.
Oh. Did you know that, going back to what we were talking about before, did you know that the Westboro Baptist Church is a gym, is a Pokemon gym?
That's awesome.
They're using Jigglypuff in an attempt to speak whatever language is being spoken. Pokemon Go and sin no more. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ said.
Right.
That's what they're saying. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Back to Arrow. I don't know. I think I've got this weird feeling that they're not going to play this out for all it could be.
No?
No.
Why is that?
Because all the shows are separate. And I feel like they're going to want to keep them separate for the most part.
Well, yeah, and all the shows have such different tones to them, too, that it's not easy to...
To mix them.
Like, do you see Captain Cold being on Arrow?
Well, I mean, he could show up, I guess.
I'm sure, yes, he could. But with the tone of Arrow being so dark... I can't see them throwing in a character that's pretty much known for its, you know, snarky humor.
Right.
I see them much more bringing in, you know, maybe some of the doppelgangers from Earth 2. And not necessarily, you know, Vibe or any of that, but, you know... Banshee would probably fit well in Arrow's world.
Yeah.
Not Gorilla Grodd. You know, it's hard to see where the energy of that show would take it. Because it was one thing on Smallville when Smallville and introduced Green Arrow.
Right.
And it all stayed within that same universe, that still that same theme. Whereas now you've got four shows with four very different styles.
Right.
You know, I mean, Supergirl is pretty close to a rom-com.
Right.
Arrow is very serious. Flash is kind of in the Indiana Jones vein, that there's action, but there's also a lot of humor to it.
Right.
And then Legends of Tomorrow is just crap. So
I'm hoping that they do better this year with Legends of Tomorrow.
Well, they got rid of that freaky-looking bird girl, so that's a start.
Yeah, I think going in, they knew pretty much that they weren't going to get it. They weren't going to ask her back. I think halfway through, they were pretty sure they made a mistake.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. It was always meant to be this. Just don't worry about it.
Yeah, and I wonder at what point she knew.
Right.
Or if it was just a total surprise. Like, oops.
Well, and then, like, you know, then they announce, like, we're getting Vixen, but it's not the one that's been on TV.
Right.
Oh, no, she comes from an earlier time. Oh, so you couldn't get the actress is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's only a matter of time before they start looking at either consolidating cast and kind of figuring out, you know, like they've done with Snart and Malcolm. It's like, oh, you're going to be on all the shows, and we're going to see what really works. And then we're going to get rid of this show. We're going to take this character and this character and spin them off into the Flash universe. And we're going to take this character and put him into the Arrow universe. And we're going to get rid of, you know, Legends of Tomorrow. Or we're going to get rid of Supergirl.
See, I kind of feel like the CW, if this works, is not going to want to lose any of those shows.
No, if this works, I think that they'd be foolish to do that.
Yeah.
But I think if it starts to go downhill and the fans start losing interest, that you're going to start to see some paring down.
Yeah.
You know, I think it'd be awesome if you know, the President of the United States and Supergirl becomes Diana Prince.
Right. I mean, I think I would have much rather had Leonard Snart in more episodes of The Flash this past year than being on his own show. Because I think he worked better on The Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever was writing for him on The Flash knew how to write for Wentworth Miller. And, I mean, they tried. He was definitely one of the main people on Legends.
Sure.
Like, he was the one that everybody wrote for. But they just... I guess they just weren't good writers. I mean, I say that, you know, having written an Oscar-winning movie. But, you know, the shows that they produced were not good. And even when they had good ideas, they couldn't execute them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody wanted to see Jonah Hex. Everybody was like, oh, my God, sure, let's do that.
That's so cool. And then it was kind of weak.
And then he just kind of stood in the background.
Right.
And said, no, you've done this before. I'm not getting involved. What? Like, why would you do that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Does it come down to creative control that they were, like, desperate to put him on the show, knowing that there's spin-off potential, so they couldn't do a lot with it? But it was kind of like, oh, look, at least we gave it to you.
I don't know. I feel... And I think we've talked about this before. They sold a show in a... what essentially boiled down to like an extended trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Of something that could have been really cool. And they totally botched it. They totally could have done a 2-hour movie that wrapped everything up for the Vandal Savage storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And been very, very cool. And instead, they did 13 episodes where one or two were okay.
Yeah.
It's not it shouldn't be about how many, it should be about the quality.
Right.
But they can't sell advertising. They can't sell 13 weeks of advertising in a 2-hour movie. You know, normally DC does really well with their TV properties. They're not doing so well in the movies, but on the CW, they're doing pretty well. But Legends was a huge misstep.
Sure.
So I don't quite understand where the thought was in that, but you know, that's why they get paid the big bucks. I guess. I mean, it is CW, so it's not that big bucks.
Yeah, but still. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was such a money grab that they just lost sight.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think they probably got in over their head with as many cast members as Flash and Arrow had. Due to budget, they can't keep them all for those particular shows.
Right.
So what do? You spin off another show that's got another budget.
Okay.
And then they staff it with writers who aren't as good as Flash and Arrow, but have to write for the same characters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like they weren't really the B team. They were more like the D team.
Yeah.
They were like, let's give you a shot. Go write me a Legends script.
Sure.
Here's kind of what you need
to know. Oh, that didn't work. Well, here, let's have you try it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it wasn't for a lack of interesting characters, but I almost feel like the whole Vandal Savage piece of it that was supposed to tie it together hurt it more.
Yeah.
Than helped it.
Because some of their better episodes didn't involve Vandal Savage.
Right.
And that should have been their first clue.
And I think that they were just too stubborn to let it go.
Yeah.
You know? That it's like, well, no, this is what we're doing, and we're going to stick with it and, you know, make it work until we beat it into the ground.
You know, it did suffer, though, from the thing that used to happen on Star Trek a lot, where you're only given so much money for the season.
Right.
And you know that you have big visual effects shots coming up towards the end. So they do those bottle episodes where the whole thing takes place inside the ship.
Yep.
So that they don't have to build a set and they don't have to do visual effects. And it's all like those self-contained little stories. And they did a lot of those.
Well, and they also did those stories that took place in the 1950s, which unfortunately I thought were the most boring.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as I like period stuff, I just didn't think that they nailed it.
No, because they probably never researched any of it.
Right.
And how does that come across? And, you know, there were those hints of, like, the racial tension.
Sure.
From Kendra
and stuff. That was interesting.
But there should have been way more than that. Nobody would have let her move in to white suburbia in the 1950s.
Right.
Would never have happened. Even if she had a white husband. So, I don't know.
Just very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yep.
So there you have it. So here's a question for you.
Okay.
Would you pay to have somebody fuck with your mind? Okay? So there is this new, I don't even know how to describe it. This new game called The Tension Experience. And it's by Blumhouse.
Okay.
The horror guys who did that movie that everybody liked. You know, that one?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. but you sign up for this game through their website where they're adamantly telling you it's not a cult, and you get random phone calls, emails, people Facebook stalking you. Yeah. It just seems very bizarre. This one magazine writer joined the game and was getting like random phone calls, like hang-ups or somebody laughing, or he posted the announcement of his wife being pregnant on Facebook, and a minute later the phone rang and a creepy voice said congratulations and then hangs up.
And this is supposed to be fun?
This is supposed to be fun. It seems kind of similar to the Michael Douglas movie, The Game. Did you ever see that?
No, I have not.
You should. Because it's like this thing that somebody gives him as a birthday gift, and it just starts getting more and more out of control. There's psychotherapy involved. You have to go through like this consultation, and you know, they ask you all these personal questions. And he was taken to this isolated warehouse. There's nobody else there. Woman comes out of the building and has him sign a waiver, and then takes him into the lobby and kind of talks to him about what potential he has for this organization, whatever it may be.
Okay.
And then they take his picture, and they talk for this guy comes out of the room and introduces themselves and himself, and they start talking, and there's like a table full of he puts all of his stuff on a table. You know, his wallet, his keys, his phone, his, you know, his change, whatever. And the guy is like, so think about all the stuff that's on the table and write down the one thing that he can't live without. So he puts down keys because he thinks, well, if I have to escape, I need my car keys. And the guy, the actor, obviously, like kind of blows up and says, you know, it's like, oh, of all the things you choose, it was something material. When it was your mind that you can't live without, you worthless piece of shit. And it's weird. I just don't understand why somebody would put themselves through this. And it's kind of like those haunted houses, which are like a one-person experience. Like you pay extra to go in and be abused.
Yeah, I don't understand any of that.
So, I don't know.
So what is this game called?
It's called The Tension Experience.
The Tension Experience?
Yes.
I mean, I go out of my way to make sure that people don't fuck with me.
Right.
I don't see why you would purposely do that for fun.
Right.
I don't know. I don't quite get that. That just sounds like a horrible experience.
He says at one point he got an anonymous phone call that said, they're watching you. They're everywhere. Watch out for the blue car. And he looks out his office window to see a blue car drive off. He's like, how did they know where my office was?
Because anybody can find anybody through like Facebook,
right?
And shit.
Yes. Sure.
You know, I'm sure you probably haven't seen it. There was a movie that came out called Triple Nine.
No.
That was about a bunch of crooked cops that were working for the Russian mob it wasn't the Russian mob. It was like the Jewish mob or something. And like Kate Winslet is the head of the Jewish mob. And one of the things is they go and they knock over a bank. And to get the manager to help them break into this safety deposit box, they show him pictures of his kids in his house, and and he's talking to the cops afterwards, and he goes, they had pictures in my house, and they were like, you have to watch out what you put on fucking Facebook.
Yeah, definitely.
So, like, anybody can find anything out from you if you put all your shit on Facebook.
It's kind of scary.
And Big Brother is watching.
There's kind of, there's something that they've been developing down here. It started at the Fringe Festival, which is like the kind of yearly avant-garde theater festival kind of thing. I think it's called The Republic. It is called The Republic, which is billed as an interactive, immersive theater experience. And yeah, it's just kind of weird. It's this, you, the first version they did was in a warehouse, and there would be different rooms set up, and you kind of chose where you went, and sometimes they would interact with you, so you could either be very active or you could kind of step back and just watch. So like the more you put into it, the more you got out of it, kind of thing.
Okay.
But yeah, this was some sort of like a government, not a government, but like a don't even know how else to explain it. It's just fucked up. I don't understand why people would put themselves through this.
I don't really understand that either. That would not be something that I would find fun.
No.
No.
Yeah. So yeah, so we should offer some kind of interactive experience to our listeners.
So they show up and we just berate them for an hour?
We just like call them up, call them and hang up. That's worth $29.95, isn't it?
Sure.
We'll post something nearly obscene on their Facebook page.
You dirty bird.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah, we can do that. Drop us a line at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com if you want us to pick on you for money.
Yes.
Because we're willing to take your money.
So the write-up for The Republic is, this giant maze delves deep into an alternate society, one of archaic hierarchies, confusion, and deceit, drawing on elements from Greek mythology, Plato's Republic, and Metropolis. You, a player in this society, will plunge directly into the middle of conflict and unrest. So there you have it.
That sounds terrible.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. No thanks.
Okay.
I'm good. Sounds weird.
It sounds incredibly weird. Very bizarre. Yeah, so there you go. There you have it.
There it is.
Yep.
All right, well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Go to our Facebook page, Twitter, YouTube, all that good shit, and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
I choose you, Pikachu.